Good morning, Auroville. This is Abhijit with you again, broadcasting live from Auroville Radio. And I'm back again with my series on exploring education in arts, animation, and filmmaking. Today, I will be picking another topic in animation. And today's topic is Animation Hall of Fame, where I'm going to explore a few of the most renowned creators and their creations that impacted the animation arena. Starting with Winsome McCay from 1867 to 1934. Winsome McCay was a popular American cartoonist and illustrator who introduced the possibilities of animation with his milestone films Little Nemo, Gertie the Dinosaur, and The Sinking of Lusitania. Max Fleischer, 1884 to 1972, inventor of the rotoscope and the head of the most innovative animation studio of the 1920s and 1930s. Fleischer pioneered sound cartoons, the combination of live action with animation, three-dimensional sets, and extra-length cartoons. His studio also brought Coco the Clown, Betty Boop, Popeye, and Superman to the screen. Otto Messmer, 1892 to 1983, creator and animator of Felix the Cat, the first animated cartoon personality to become a star. Messmer also made the first animated television commercial in 1941 and pioneered the animated billboard for the Douglas Leigh Corporation. Walter Lantz, 1900 to 1994. Creator of Woody Woodpecker and Chilly Willy, and veteran cartoon maker whose studio launched the careers of Tex Avery, Virgil Ross, Clyde Geromini, Seamus Coulhan, and many others. Lantz produced theatrical cartoon shorts longer than any other studio, more than 50 years, and he won an Oscar for Special Achievement in 1979. Walt Disney, 1900 to 1966. Perhaps the most important figure in 20th century animation, creator of Oswald Rabbit and Mickey Mouse in the 1920s, he later made significant contributions to the development of sound cartoons, personality animation, color, the multi-plane camera, and feature-length animated films. Fritz Frelinghuysen, 1906 to 1995. Animator and director of classic Warner Brothers cartoons, Frelinghuysen created many characters including Porky Pig, Sylvester the Cat, Yosemite Sam, and the Pink Panther, and was instrumental in developing Bugs Bunny, Tweety the Bird, Speedy Gonzales, and the Goofy Gophers. He won many Oscars, including ones for Tweety Pie in 1947, Nighty-Night Bugs 1958, and The Pink Fink in 1964. Tex Avery 1908 to 1980. Animator and director responsible for wacky Hollywood cartoon style of the 1940s. Directed the first cartoons of Daffy Duck and Bugs Bunny for Warner Brothers and created Droopy the Dog, Screwy Squirrel, and Red Hot Riding Hood for MGM. William Hanna, 1911 to 2001, and Joseph Barbera, 1905 to 2006. Co-directing duo for 17 years at MGM, where they produced the multi-Academy Award-winning Tom and Jerry series, beginning in 1957, they revolutionized animation for television, forming their own company and creating Huckleberry Hound, Yogi Bear, The Flintstones, The Jetsons, Johnny Quest, Scooby-Doo, and many, many others. Chuck Jones, 1912 to 2002. Director and creator responsible for many classic cartoons and characters. The Roadrunner, Wile E. Coyote, Pepe Le Pew, Michigan J. Frog, Marvin Martian, and Charlie Deuce are but a few of his creations. Jones contributed significantly to the personality development of Daffy Duck, Elmer Fudd, and Bugs Bunny, and won Oscars for Sentimental Reasons in 1949, So Much for So Little in 1949 again, and The Dot and the Line in 1965. Bob Clampett, 1913 to 1984. Inspired director of Warner Brothers classics, Looney Tunes. Instrumental in the development of Porky Pig, Daffy Duck, and Bugs Bunny. Created Tweety the Bird, Beaky Buzzard, and Beanie and Sissy. Now that we have covered most of the creators, we move to their creations by exploring a gallery of cartoon stars. Again, starting with Felix the Cat, created by Otto Messmer and Pat Sullivan in 1919. Unlike his comic strip contemporaries, Felix was the first star of animated cartoons who was created and developed for the screen. Otto Messmer's personality animation gave the character a charm that endeared him to silent film audiences, and he was the first cartoon star to be mass merchandised. Mickey Mouse, created by Walt Disney and Ub Iwerks at the Disney Studios in 1928. The always upbeat Mickey Mouse, the first talking cartoon star, became a national symbol of happy days ahead during the darkest moments of the Depression. Mickey estimated and established the Disney studio as a leader in animation, and he is best known today as the Sorcerer's Apprentice in Fantasia in 1940 and as the original host of TV's Mickey Mouse Club from 1955 to 59. Betty Boop, created by Grim Natwick at the Fleischer Studios in 1930. The beautiful star of Max Fleischer's 1930s cartoons was a takeoff of Boop-Boop A-Doop singer Helen Kane. Many of Betty's cartoons are cult classics today due to their outrageous humor, extraordinary innuendos, and jazzy scores by talents such as Cab Calloway and Louis Armstrong. The Motion Picture Production Code of 1934 forced the animators to lengthen her skirt and end her risky adventures with Coco the Clown and Bimbo in favor of much safer antics with Grampy and Pudgy. Her voice was provided by Mae Questel. Popeye the Sailor Man, created by E.C. Seger at Fleischer Studios in 1933. Created as a supporting player for the comic strip Timble Theatre in 1929, the gruff-talking sailor became a star in the comics and gained even more fame in the Paramount cartoon shorts. Fleischer's cartoons were outrageous and inventive to begin with, and their take on Popeye made him the most popular cartoon character of the 1930s. Donald Duck, created by Clarence Nash and also voiced by him at the Disney Studio in 1934. Clarence Nash's unique voice was the basis of Donald Duck. First animated by Art Babbitt and Dick Humer in The Wise Little Hen, directed by Wilfred Jackson. His hot-tempered personality was developed in the subsequent cartoons, and his popularity soon eclipsed Mickey Mouse's as the biggest star of the Disney short cartoons. Porky Pig, created by Fritz Frelinghat the Warner Brothers Studios in 1935. Created as part of a cast of animal characters in the mode of Our Gang, which included Porky and Beans, Ham and Ex-Ollie Owl, etc., for the Merry Melodies cartoon, Haven't Got a Hat. Porky became the unlikely star of a series of black and white Looney Tunes and was developed by Tex Avery, Bob Clampett, and Frank Teschen. He ultimately became the symbol of Warner Brothers cartoons with his closing signature line, "That's all, folks." Daffy Duck, created by Tex Avery at the Warner Brothers in 1937. Daffy started out as a complete screwball in his earliest cartoons with co-star Porky Pig. He mellowed out by the 1950s into a selfish, egotistical toil for Bugs Bunny and Elmer Fudd. According to Chuck Jones, Mel Blanc based the voice characterization on producer Leon Schlesinger's unique speech pattern. Tom and Jerry, created by William Hanna and Joseph Barbera at MGM in 1940. This cat and mouse duo rarely spoke, but we always knew what was on their minds. Hanna and Barbera spent 17 years coming up with the funniest ways to make mayhem with the pair and won 7 Oscars doing it. Bugs Bunny, again created by Tex Avery at the Warner Brothers in 1940. Avery directed A Wild Hare, the first cartoon in which Mel Blanc asks, "What's up, Doc?" in his now famous Brooklyn/Bronx accent. But the bunny was a collaboration among Avery, Chuck Jones, Bob Clampett, Ben Hardaway, Cal Dalton, and the rest of the Leon Schlesinger studio. Bugs became the cartoon star of the World War II era, a streetwise smart aleck who takes on any opponent and always comes out on top. Woody Woodpecker, created by Walter Lantz at the Walter Lantz Productions in 1940. Legend has it that a woodpecker disrupted the honeymoon of Lantz and his wife Grace, inspired this batty bird. Mel Blanc originated the voice and distinctive laugh. Writer Ben Bugs Hardaway and Grace Lantz succeeded Blanc in voicing the character. His theme, the Woody Woodpecker song, became a number one hit record in 1948. Tweety the Bird. Bob Clampett created this bird at Warner Brothers in 1942. I taw a putty tat is Tweety's famous phrase, usually heralding another assault on Sylvester's senses. The innocent little canary was responsible for 2 Academy Awards in a Warner Brothers camp. As usual, Mel Blanc originally provided the voice. Mr. Magoo, created by John Hubley for the UPS Studios in 1949. Based on director Hubley's bullheaded leather, the nearsighted Mr. Magoo was the most popular of UPS cartoon characters. Jim Backus provided the hilarious wordplay, mumbles and crackles. Pete Berners directed the funniest episodes, including Academy Award winners When Magoo Flew in 1954 and Magoo's Puddle Jumper in 1956. The Roadrunner and Wile E. Coyote, created by Chuck Jones at the Warner Brothers Studios in 1949. Chuck Jones based the coyote's problems with the Acme Roadrunner traps on his own inability to use hammers, screwdrivers, and most hazard tools. The Roadrunner object of his aim whizzes by with a peep peep, occasionally stopping to hold up a picket sign with his intentions spelled out for us to read. A speaking Wile E. Coyote also appears in Bugs Bunny in a handful of hilarious cartoons. And that brings us to the conclusion of this episode. In the next episode of animation, I will explore more of these great characters and I will delve deep into what makes a cartoon great. Thank you.
This is Auroville Radio, voices from the city of Dome.